That hymn certainly is excellent take-home theology for life. So now we're about to sing a Christmas song in October, but it's okay. The Hallmark Channel is already playing nonstop Christmas movies. So we are in good company with that. So I actually do have a really good reason for singing this in October. It's often said in worship that we should read the Bible, preach the Bible, pray the Bible, and sing the Bible. Ligon Duncan says this about singing the Bible. That does not mean we can sing only Psalms, though we should not overlook that. What we mean by sing the Bible is that our singing ought to be biblical, shot through with the language, categories, and theology of the Bible. Hymnologists consider Charles Wesley one of the best at this. This is what one scholar says. Charles Wesley's hymns are full of scriptural allusion. Wesley's hymns are always disciplined by biblical truth, and many of them are finely wrought biblical mosaics. And you can see that in the annotated version of Hark the Herald in your program. So it is always good to celebrate the incarnation, to remind us that Jesus was born to give us second birth, that he was born that we no more may die. But also, I've wanted to do this particular lively arrangement, and I'm afraid that I'd get in trouble if we did it on a Sunday morning in December. So, yeah, that's all. You can stay seated for this one.